But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So basically Thomas is saying, look, I won't believe it until I see it. Now keep in mind that his fellow disciples saw Christ. They saw him. They experienced him. They saw him with their own eyes. So basically, Thomas is saying, I want to see the same thing. I want to put my hand into his side. I want to put my fingers into the holes. And this is how that saying, Doubting Thomas, this is what this where that came from right here. So let's go now to verse 26. It says, And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. What did Thomas say? He said, My Lord and my God. Thomas knew deity when he saw it, folks. And once again, the JWs, you know, I've heard stories, they'll take this verse and say, oh, that was just Thomas. He was exclaiming a surprise, like, oh my God. You know, folks, you know, what lengths people will go to twist the scriptures to their own destruction. This is the word of God. There is no other way except through Jesus Christ, folks. This is the gospel. Folks, there is no salvation outside of Christ, because he came into this world. He was manifest in the flesh, and he paid the price on the cross for our sins. And this is proof that there is no other way. So listen to me now. Every other way, every other religion, folks, it's false. I'm telling you right now, it is false. There is only one way. You are either in your sins or you're not. And if you believe in Christ and you've been born again of the Spirit, washed in his blood, then you know that you're right with God solely by what Christ did for us on the cross. So all of these people, all of these other religions, folks, listen to me. It's all in vain. It's all for naught, because they refuse the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's awesome that the Lord heard Thomas. He heard that, even though he wasn't there when Thomas spoke those words. And again, he entered into this room. The doors were shut. He didn't open the door. Walk right in. You see that? So, totally awesome, folks, what the Lord can do. He heard those words, and 8 days later, he went right to Thomas and said, Thomas, come here. Here, Thomas, here are my hands. You know, here's my side. He invited him, look, do what you want to do. If you want to stick your hand in there, if you want to stick your finger in the hole. So that's powerful. And look what verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So here's John, the one who wrote the Gospel of John. He says, look, the whole point of this book, these things are written. Why? So that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's number one, the Messiah. He says, these things are written so you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Here, listen to me, if you're Jewish out there today. You must believe. You want salvation. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Number two, that he's the Son of God. The Jewish people do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, nor do the people of Islam, the Muslims, and many other people. They don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. And number three, and that believing you might have life through his name. This eternal life, everlasting life, is found in Jesus Christ alone. Let me give you some cross-references here as we get ready to close. 1 John 5, verses 9 to 13, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record or testimony that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Powerful. Here's another one. 1 John 5 and 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Last scripture, John 3 and 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So, you know, people, you know, go through life nonchalantly. I don't believe that stuff. I've heard it all before. I don't want to hear this stuff. Oh, so on and so forth. Here's your answer. If that's the case, the wrath of God is abiding upon them right now. So think about that. It's the mercy of God that they're not dead already. Think about it. That's mercy. So here's the opportunity that is there for them to come to Christ. Think about that. It's there for them to turn to him and receive forgiveness of sins, be washed in his blood, be born again of the Spirit. But the majority of people, listen to me, the majority of the people in the world do not want Jesus Christ. So they'll say, I'm spiritual, I'm religious, or I'm an atheist. Means nothing. You know, I was witness on the street one day, and you know, I went to hand the guy a Bible tract, and he said, I'm an atheist. I said to him, God does not believe in atheists. He had a surprised look on his face. So glory to God, folks.